for Photo Bucket. Most recently, been working on the OpenAPI, our new REST-based API for Photo Bucket. It's using OAuth authentication, lots of standards. Making it really easy for developers to get to the site and actually use all the functionality in our API.
So, what is Photo Bucket? Let's just step back.
Yeah, sure. Photo Bucket is a photo and video sharing and hosting site. Been around for about 5 years. 65 million users, 5 billion images, lots of crossover with MySpace and Bebo and lots of other social networking sites, and makes it a good source of a lot of diverse content.
So you said you're using OAuth for doing the ticket. Can you explain what that is?
Yeah, sure. It's an agreed upon standard for API authentication. More or less, it kind of standardizes how requests are signed to the server, and then how a user can get authenticated to a service without having to give up their username and password to a third-party service. So let's say for Photo Bucket, you've got another site using the API. You don't want to give your username and password to that other site. What they do is they go through the OAuth authentication steps. It pops up into Photo Bucket. They log into Photo Bucket itself, and we give back credentials to the third-party site. Now they can act as that user.
And so it's just a protocol that you can use basically via any REST web service.
Yep, exactly. And it's a big standard. It's a little complex, but it's very specific. So libraries for all of the major languages have already been put together. There's more coming. It's an open source type project, so there's a whole site on Google Code that has PHP, C Sharp.
I found the C Sharp one yesterday, and just C Sharp OAuth and .NET. I found it, and it's everything I needed, because I started out looking at trying to figure it out myself, and it seemed a little bit complex.
Yeah.
And the library just made it totally simple, and it worked.
Yep.
So very. Very cool.
And that's the reason why we went with the standard instead of implementing our own, is because we knew that there would be libraries out there and that it would be a low barrier to entry for people to start using our service.
So I've looked at this, sir. I've looked at the API documentation you get from the photobucket.com/developer.
Or developer.photobucket.com.
And download the PDF document and started looking it through there. Can you go through how you went and designed this API?
Sure. We actually had an old API that had a bunch of functionality that we ended up reusing in the back end. But really, our approach was, what can you do on Photo Bucket? How can we expose that in the API? You can browse albums, you can upload to albums, you can rename albums, you can get more information on an image, get all the different links like the HTML code for an image. So all of those things, everything that you can do on Photo Bucket, we want to be able to do with the API. Logging in, obviously, searching, getting most recent photos across the site as well as for a user. So all of those things are there. And so that was our approach, is, okay, how can we make this kind of componentized and then expose that through the API?
And so are there certain API calls that are a lot more expensive for you, processor-wise?
Yeah, there definitely are. And actually, so the way that we've got it set up is that the more expensive calls we have for the default developer who doesn't have a relationship with us, they've got a limited number of requests that they can do per day, much like Google does with a lot of their APIs, eBay does with their APIs.
Right.
So some of those more expensive ones, we lower it just a little bit so that we don't get killed.
Got it. What's been the most challenging part of releasing a whole new API?
Part of it was actually in the beginning, it was just kind of seeing the forest for the trees. We've got a lot of functionality across the site, and as you can see in the API, there's a lot of functionality in it. And that's our kind of our day one API. We're still planning on adding a bunch of stuff to it. But as we started to componentize it and come up with our own standards of how the URLs are going to look, you know, we're going to use OAuth, we're going to, you know, use XML, you know, the XML structure of the responses, the, you know, how are we going to do the formatting for people who want to use JSON or PHP arrays for their output format, things like that. And so kind of as we kept working through all of the things, as we kept developing the core of it, all of those decisions made it easier, and we just built upon it.
Now, I've been working with XML for years,
yep.
And it's how do you determine? So, I was looking at all the return XML responses,
yep.
And what's the rules by which you design that response format? What do you discern? This is going to be an element. This is going to be an attribute. what's our naming convention? What's the process by which you go and standardize on
yeah.
that?
Yeah. So we had a previous API, so a lot of that came from our previous API just because of time constraints. We wanted to get this out. We wanted to reuse what was already there. But in general, it's kind of, okay, is this a property of the element, or is it its own element, right? And so, obviously, a lot of that's up for interpretation, so we just kind of made our best bet, or our best guess at which is which. So, I don't think there's a real exact science. You know, as far as what goes into, some of the kind of the building blocks, we do have kind of basic building blocks. Here's all the properties for a media, and we fill that in. Here's all the properties for an album, and we fill that in.
Yeah.
So that's used across the site. Here's all the properties for search results, and we fill that in.
Now, I didn't see any defined schemas of these. I mean, so is that part of it? So that it, you explain the process of not having schemas as opposed
to
having them.
The process is that we just haven't built them.
Okay.
Actually, I was just writing a note. I was standing there while you were talking, writing a note saying, "Oh, maybe we should put together some XSDs for this stuff." And actually, we had talked about that when we were developing the API. It just hasn't come
okay.
out yet.
Okay. Well, what I've been having fun with is the past couple of days, I've been playing with this C# OAuth library.
Mm-hmm.
I just made a couple changes to it, the one I found on Google Code, and now it's a C# library for a Silverlight 2 application. So I'll start trying to build up a Silverlight library for working with Photobucket.
Yeah.
What do you think, if I were to build my first Photobucket application in Silverlight, what do you think would be the coolest thing?
There's a bunch of cool ones. So one of the things that we are trying to, what I think, because I worked on the project when it came out for the Photobucket site, was the tagging. I don't know if you, Flickr has their notes
yeah.
and their tagging. We kind of combined it all into tagging
yeah.
where you can draw a box, identify it with a name, give it a link to another site, and then also give it contact information to say, hey, and it sends an email to somebody, hey, you got tagged on this picture, go check it out. So a nice interface on doing that in a, we're using JavaScript, but
right.
a Silverlight app to be able to do that while you're uploading, for
oh,
example.
Okay.
Or
so I have a picture, it has a group picture, and I basically draw rectangles around each person's face and say, this is Jim, this is Michael, this is Joe.
Exactly.
And then upload that metadata with that.
Yep.
That'd be cool.
Yep. Yeah, it would be really cool. There's some other things that I've seen people kind of do demos of. One is like getting images out of our recent images queue.
Yeah.
And then kind of making kind of a ticker out of the out of that data, so you can see, okay, what was just most recently uploaded? What else was most recently uploaded?
With the it was the shape tag. No, it's with the rectangles on the
yeah tagging yeah.
So tagging, is that only rectangles?
It's only rectangles right now. Yeah, where if you define the top left and the bottom right.
Yeah.
Mainly because we were doing it all in JavaScript and we just wanted to create a little div that was the rectangle, but. You know, in the future, we could. We're storing four coordinates essentially.
Yeah.
But in the future, maybe we could store a shape. We originally went down the road of storing shape data, but then we wanted to query against have a database query that says who who has, you know, what is tagged in this region on yeah. this image. And so you can write a database query to say, here's all the tags that fit in this region.
Wow.
Which is a yeah. heck of a lot easier to do with just a, with just
yeah, the rectangle.
Points.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
rectangle.
Okay. Well, I guess I have my work set aside for me. That's going to be really cool.
that's a really cool one. You know, there's probably some, like, social apps that could be built. Something like one of the things I was wanting to do kind of is kind of a scrapbook. You know, if you could take your images, put them on top of each other, put, you know, stickers and smileys yeah. and all that stuff, kind of like, you know, building a whole scrapbook
yeah.
and then be able to upload that back either, you know, to your site as an app or an XML description file
yeah.
or even back to PhotoBucket as a PNG or a GIF to then, you know, here's all the pieces, but then here's the kind of the resulting piece, which is the composite of all of these images.
Now, with the API, is there a place that I can store, like, my own data?
Metadata, right now, no, there's not, but, you know, as we come up with things to store,
yeah.
Part of the deal behind the API here, PhotoBucket, is it's definitely its own project.
Yeah.
You know, we want it to be everything that we can make it to be. So we've dedicated time, we've dedicated resources to making the API fully functional, right? So, you know, given suggestions like storing extra metadata along with an image, that would, you know, it would probably go into a queue of things. Okay, which are the things that we want to add?
Wouldn't it be nice? Yeah.
Wouldn't it be nice? But, you know, that gives us a really nice list of things that we'll be excited to add.
Now, another thing that I think of doing with images is doing analysis of them,
yep.
Like color, or, you know, to be able to do like those tile montages mosaics.
Yeah.
Is there any way in the API to get like color or tonal information out?
You know, we don't currently have that. We're you know, unless you go grab all the images, obviously.
Yeah.
We don't have an image processor in our search
yet.
hopefully that's coming so that we can do really cool things like, here, give me all the images in search that match this.
That are mostly red, so I can...
Mostly red.
Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah, that would be really exciting. But, you know, there's a lot of exciting stuff out there, especially, you know, just at Web 2.0 recently, there were all these companies talking about doing more image processing, more image analysis, and in a search capacity, in a large scale capacity. And that's definitely what we're excited about.
Very cool. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.